Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I would say that I'm like most listeners to The Mike O'Mara Show, that on the majority of Wednesdays when I come in here, I completely forget that it's Wide Open Wednesday. What's going on now?
We're shutting the studio door. Just as you forgot it was Wide Open Wednesday, we forgot to shut the studio door.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So I forget that it's Wide Open Wednesday.
It's the first thing I think of in the morning when I get up on Wednesday.
Well, I wish everybody was diligent like you, Rob, but the fact is, I've got this guy from Fort Belvoir.
Kells.
And that's about it. And I just Oscar sent out a push notification. Yeah. I did a Facebook Live. We talk about it all the time.
What if we change the text on the push notification? You lazy F's, call into the
Spell
show.
Spell it out. Spell it out.
Send another one out.
Yeah.
Send another one. Can you send another one out?
I can. Yeah.
With dirty words?
Let's go to Kells.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Fort Belvoir. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everything?
Everything's wonderful. Usually when you say that, you look for a response, but that's okay. How are you, Kells?
I can't complain. First, I want to say congratulations again to Oscar.
Oh, my God. I forgot my wedding ring. I just realized that. Third day married.
Is this the first day you forgot
it? Yes! Yeah,
you know, that's Mike. That's known as the 72-hour itch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He is literally not wearing his wedding ring, Kells. Yeah. He's not wearing his wedding ring.
You get used to it. I do it every so often.
Thanks, man.
And there's part of me, the fatalist part of me, mm-hmm. the optimistic fatalist, actually really wants to rant and cancel Wide Open Wednesday, and then the calls are a little delayed when they come in. Kells, is there anything besides wishing Oscar well that you would like to say? Because we've got a full slate of calls right now.
Well, I just wanted to also give my condolences to Rob. I will say a prayer for you and your family.
Thank you.
Very nice of you, Kells.
Thank you. My mom is, for what it's worth, my mom is doing okay. Spent the afternoon with her yesterday, and she's keeping very busy. And a lot of positive stuff coming my way via Facebook. Thank you all. Most appreciated.
Thanks for the call, Kells. We appreciate it. Let's go to number one hockey fan, Ralph Rice, otherwise known as Fried.
Yay!
Get it? Fried Rice. And hockey purveyor for Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak. And Fried, a dear friend of mine. And, by the way, I should say a man who has provided my son with the very first hockey stick that he will use when he begins, I think, in about 2 weeks to get into the first organized team.
Yeah.
Little guy skating program for hockey. So we're very excited. Hi, Fried. How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Fried. You sound down, my friend.
Are you nervous about the Nats or what's going on?
You know what? I'm following the Nats situation. Whatever.
We bring the volume up of the phones because they are all 3 miles in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, speak up.
All right.
Thank you.
We've got Pittsburgh in town tonight.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to struggle through what happened last year and get on to this year. So,
well, you know, can I give you the scenario, Fried? Let me give you the scenario as a Caps fan who was transplanted down to Florida. You've got Pittsburgh. There's a really good chance the Caps will win that game because it's meaningless.
That's when they shine?
Yeah, I mean, and Fried knows how big a fan I am, and I follow the Caps now in the playoffs. I do not follow them in the regular season like I do in the playoffs. However, I'm going down to Sunrise. I actually was looking at hockey tickets today because I'm going to take my little guy across Alligator Alley to take in a Florida Panthers game, Fried.
Nice. Well, give me a call, and I'll take care of that.
All right.
Oh, really?
That type of juice. Hey, Fried, what about the travesty that happened last year where you didn't offer us Pens Caps tickets?
That was a travesty.
It was actually not a travesty. I actually called you.
Every time he calls us for tickets, it's always on a bad night. I'm like, hey, man, I'm getting married. Hey, man, I can't do this. Hey, man, I'm sorry. Hey, I feel like a jerk. I won't say no anymore. I have no excuses.
I hope people realize the irony in his use of the word travesty because you are the most generous man in the world.
That's all right, Fried.
You're the greatest. Do you have a prediction for tonight's game?
Yes.
I do. I have a prediction that I'm not going to get happy early. But
smart.
We're going to win. It's going to be a 4-2 win.
Whoa.
Ovi will have another goal, and we're going to keep going strong.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Fry.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate
right.
the call.
See you
Let's
soon.
Go to
Light him up.
Gain from DC. Is this the former guy that helped us out, Mr. Gain Foster?
Yes, sir.
Yay, Gain.
Hey, Cinema Jagrope.
Good guy. How are you, Gain? How's it going today?
Doing well, sitting in traffic, but I thought I'd give you guys a call because it's been 6 years since we hung out together.
Yeah, remember the mom jeans on the RV that Rob had? Those mom jeans, man, they were rough.
Yeah, that's my takeaway from the trip.
Let me give everybody the backstory. I want to give the backstory on this. We took a trip, an RV, and we recorded it for the road trip to Iowa, and we took a video recorder guy, and this was our guy. Gain reserved, recorded for posterity. Every single moment of that trip, including the fabulous night in the Cleveland bar where we all sang karaoke. It was
including
a,
the following
a special
day
trip.
When Oscar and I spooned.
Everyone except for Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz didn't make it. Buzz wanted to go to his room.
I looked at my watch.
That was kind of the beginning of the end.
Wapner at three.
Yeah.
still one of the best nights I've ever had. That was a blast, guys.
It was great.
Fun. What's going on, Game? What can we do for you?
Nothing, just wanted to call and say that was like 6 years ago, I think, yesterday. I think we took off on October 10th, 6 years ago.
Aww. Well, you have a standing invitation to come to the studio and
anytime.
Come see the guys and, you know, get down to NOLA if you can.
I've
We'd
got
love
a,
to see
an
you.
Itchy,
thanks for the call.
I got a bad feeling that call was going to end with, and you still owe.
There's an
Julie
invoice.
From Baltimore. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to say congratulations to Oscar.
Thank you.
I've been listening from way back in the HFS and the when Don and Mike show, and I just love you guys and have a great day.
Oh, that's awesome. Very sweet.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
We are going to the great state of Vermont right now, and let's check in with this name is Marcus Serta. Hello. Hello, caller.
Yes, Marcus Serta Esquire. That would be correct. Thank you.
Hi there, Marcus. How are you?
I am good, fellas. I just wanted to call and congratulate Oscar, man. Welcome to the club.
Very sweet. Do you forget your ring as well? Because I did today.
Actually, I typically don't wear it because I'm too fat now for it to wear on my finger.
Oh, no. You're too fat for your wedding ring?
Yeah, my wife gives me a hard time every day, so, yeah.
Well, let me
every
offer this.
I check, and it doesn't quite fit.
Let me offer this, Marcus. If you never take it off, it tends to stay on. I don't know that I could remove mine now without either bacon grease or Windex.
Yeah, I think if I had done that, it would have turned purple and fallen off by now.
Hey, Mike's comes on and off like a bracelet. Easy does
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah, look at that.
That is. Look at that. That's easy. And by the way, it is a gauge for me. As far as how the weight loss
weight goes.
Is going. Yeah.
That's
so
probably smart.
You,
so your fingers
this
get
is
so
a very
fat?
Good sign. This is a very good sign right now.
Can your fingers get so fat that it basically your skin grows around it?
Well, yeah, but you see, there is right now, there's play.
Oh,
I can spin it.
My God.
But I can't get it off.
Your ring finger looks like it's wearing a belt.
Yeah, you haven't seen this finger?
That is awesome. Hey, Marcus, that John Crandall guy, I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Okay, go ahead.
He's trouble, isn't he? He's trouble, right? He's not a lover. He's a hater.
Yeah, I think he's towing a fine line because there are yep. days when he's being good, and there are days right. when not quite sure.
And you know, I'm the quickest absolutely. To throw a listener under the bus, but John Crandall actually did that Cooper's Hawk wine promo.
Oh, he did.
So,
oh,
and that's very, very funny, and that actually
but
runs
he, but he
today.
Also, but as I'm thinking about like stuff that he posts occasionally, that he gets a little testy, doesn't he? As far as with your boy here, that's what I remember, and I could be totally wrong. I'm petty enough where I might manufacture this in my own mind, Marcus.
Now, Mike, just to you know, because again, I brought John on this last week's Omericast because of that promo because I thought it was so funny and great. But yes. John does have a tendency sometimes on social media to speak what he believes the truth is.
Now, was he complaining about the fact that Jennifer Wisniewski hasn't been on the show or that I haven't been doing enough impressions? Is that what he was bitching about?
He would like to see some more of the old impressions come back, but yes, I would agree with him. We all miss Jennifer.
Aww.
Okay, all right,
these
that's
guys.
Fine. You know what? I will take that as constructive criticism, but tell John that keep the promos coming, but try to be nicer to me.
Yeah, put him on a one-week Facebook ban.
Yes.
And Marcus, my very best to your bride. With how's the political world going up there?
It's actually going very well. She's into her third week of intensive training with the party up here, with the Democrats. And it's been quite an interesting experience. Not ready right now to share more details on that. But, you know, at some point, you and I, a couple of beers, I'll tell you all about the machine behind what we see every day on TV.
Man. Oh, very good. And any message for Rob Spiewak?
You, Rob.
Oh, my God. Oh,
classy,
my God.
As always, Marcus.
Yeah, uh-huh. Bye, Marcus.
My best to your wife.
Rob, I wasn't. I was actually not soliciting.
Yeah, you weren't looking for that. I don't think you're looking for that.
I expected it 100%. And yeah. Well delivered. Great call, Marcus. Oh. Anytime. What I liked was the really lengthy answers.
Let's go.
What hey, Ronique.
Ronique, are you talking or what?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. My son is right here. Say good morning, Mike O'Mara.
No.
No.
Oh, still so a better cute. Call than Marcus.
That is so cute. Our friend from Las Vegas, Nevada, Lost Wages. How you doing, Ronique?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Well, okay. You go get some breakfast then. You go make it. What are you going to make, some eggs?
We're getting a window into the lifestyle of Ronique.
Yeah,
wide
yeah.
Open Wednesday just crumbles before my very eyes.
It's early. It's early out there.
Father son moment. Yeah, calling
very
the radio
very
show.
Early. Ronique, what can we do for you?
Nothing, guys. I just want to say good morning to you guys and congratulations to Oscar.
Thank you, Ronique.
God bless. Go
thank
take care of that kid. Let's go to Bill from Fredericksburg. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, boys. Hey, first of all, congrats, Oscar.
Thanks.
Welcome to the land of married men.
Woo.
And My wedding ring also fits on my finger like a belt. I can't take it off. I haven't been able to take it off in years.
Are you a big man?
That's a new club, by the way.
I am. You know, I am. And, you know, it didn't take long for it to grow over. I don't know. Maybe I got it tight. Who knows? But, I mean, I never take it off anyway.
Would you like to weigh in with your vitals?
Well, I'm about 3 bills plus.
How tall is
that? Counts. Yeah. That counts.
Yeah, I'm 5'11".
Oh, a little shorter than me.
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'11", too. Yeah. I'm 5'11". Maybe close to 5'10 and a half. Maybe starting that whole shrinking thing that goes on. Except for the belly. Am I right, ladies?
I hear you, right? Hey, the one other thing I want to kind of put in here with Wide Open Wednesday is, you know, Wednesdays are the one day where I get the little alert, and I'm getting off the train, and it's, okay, it's time to go to the live stream and listen to the guys. Maybe that's a regular thing to prompt people to call, to not just call in, but to listen live.
We can try that. We can have some.
Hey,
try
Pony.
That.
Yes,
Pony. My computer's going bat s right now.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We're working it right now. Go ahead.
Do we have some? Okay,
yeah, we're back.
Oh, there you are.
Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we'll take that under advisement. We love
Thanks,
to get
Bill.
The constructive
we'll work
criticism.
On that.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go to Gaithersburg, Maryland, and say, "Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray from Gaithersburg.
You
how
can
are
call
you,
me Ray?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, we're doing okay. The Wide Open Wednesday, to be perfectly honest with you. I gotta give it an adrenaline shot. I truly do. It's becoming problematic.
We should just do Wednesday shows.
Mm-hmm.
Then people won't feel like they have it. We're just spoiling them, right?
Mm.
Well, but it's like the phones aren't conditioned to come in on every show. That's why we kind of
maybe
you know I use this to justify our expensive little phone system.
Oh my God!
Yes.
It's like a little beetle sitting here under the console.
Yeah, what can we do for you, Ray?
What?
A Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. If
you need an adrenaline shot, you're probably going to hate this call.
Already do.
All right.
Go ahead, Ray. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry. Jason from Boston. No, I mean, really. It's like, I swear to God, it's becoming.
But it's good, Mike, that your spidey sense was tingling.
Wide Open Wednesday is now people that get a push notification that know us. That know us. Or the listenership of this show is eroding to a point where it is so despicable that we get. The only f***ing people that we talk to now are people we know personally. That's what it sounds like to me. And, I'm wondering what we have to do for this program to make this particular video. Now, you know I go there occasionally.
Every month.
And I will go there again.
Every month.
Because every month we're sitting there. I've got one call left here. It's this person calling Jason from Baltimore. Jason, are you related to one of us? What's going on? How are you?
Well, guys, how are you this morning?
We're great, Jason, as you can probably tell.
I'll try to give you a little bit of energy. First, condolences to both Rob and Oscar.
That's
funny. That's the best call today so far. Very nice.
Thank you.
So I really want to treat it as a helpline. I've got a little issue. Now, you remember back in the day when you first did your phone lines from the old house? This is years and years ago.
Yes.
I'm the first caller, and you were giving an award or a prize out to the first quality caller, and I called from work, and I made you chuckle, kind of like I did today, two for two.
Don't get happy.
I was told that my old tuxedo shirt that was too large for him. And Mark was supposed to call me, never did. I'm just wondering, when am I going to get that?
You mean Mark Ronick, our former business manager, never got back to you? You know what? You know what? I understand. I heard a rumor that there are going to be a bunch of people that had that same thing happen where he never got back to them.
Right.
But they haven't gotten the rights to use the stadium yet. So unfortunately, but I appreciate the call. That's wonderful. Brian from Oregon. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. How the heck are you?
We are wonderful. Just weeding our way through some wonderful telephone calls on Wednesday morning. Well, how are you, sir?
Very nice. I'm doing well. If you don't know me, and I got the call, I thought I'd call you. Thank you for the quick reminder that you're on live on Wednesday morning as I'm driving to work in the fog and rain and everything else here in Oregon.
Wow, he paints the idea, picture,
you know, so we always take good ideas, and that is not necessarily a bad idea that when we open the mics and we start taping this show, and we do urge people to listen to the app and listen live, and we do let them know that we're just on the air, and that might be something we take under advisement.
I like that. Also, we could maybe change the message in the mornings because it's very sterile, right?
Right.
Maybe we could craft new messages.
Spice it up.
Where we use things that will get people's attention, something, a call to action outside of what we currently do.
Is Brian still on the line?
Yeah, TMOS pin up of the day.
Yeah, Brian's still on the line, Rob. He's still. Hey.
Brian, did you ever get that tuxedo shirt from Mark?
That's too funny. Sorry I hung up on the guy, but it made it funny. Let's go to Mo from Woodbridge. This isn't Mo Cerrito, is it?
No, it's not.
This is Mo. Is this Mohammed?
Yes, this is Mohammed. Yeah. From Woodbridge.
Oh, a stock tip.
This is our stock tip of the week.
This is it is so easy to get through on Wide Open Wednesday that we have repeat callers that are getting into double digits.
Regulars.
For Mo, though, I asked him to call every week.
Yeah.
That was a request.
Yeah, it's a good
that was
okay,
a request.
Very good.
Yeah,
Mo, what's on the agenda today?
I'm just calling, for my stock tip of the week.
That's right. You were asked to call in. What is the stock pick to click?
It's a BAC, Bank of America.
Oh, a big company. Sounds like a blue chip to me. That sounds like a blue chip. Thanks, Mo. We appreciate the call.
That's the beauty of Mo's picks.
Yeah, that's the beauty, Oscar. That's what I say every week. That's
like
the
Nikki
beauty
Rhinestone
of Mo's picks.
I don't understand him.
I know. His phone sounded better.
Yeah, better phone.
Julie from Alexandria. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today? You've already answered this. I know you're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
So I just thought I would call because I've had major surgery, and I am currently taking Oxy and Valium. And acetaminophen and Celebrex.
Wow.
I love you guys.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff there. Mm. My goodness gracious. Feeling no pain.
No, well, I was. And then they said, you got to crank up your pain meds. And I was like, okay. So there we go. And so
breast augmentation, what are we talking about here?
Well, one can hope, it got a little tuck, a little nip, whatever it takes.
Keep it tight.
The Oscar, but baby, I'm the trophy wife, so it really doesn't matter that much. Another thing is that I've used two of your Mike-isms, and I'm hopefully turning on some of the nursing staff to your show. My husband was complaining about something, and I just looked at him, and I shook my head, and I said, baby, if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Feel better. I love that. We'll send Pony over to make a music video later on this afternoon. That's what we're going to do. And that's why he's my... The Anna Nicole, I always go back to that. That's our first segment with Wide Open Wednesday. Wednesday, and now it's time to actually start the show. So, Rob, I think we could probably do that
Hit
unless you have something witty to say that you'd like. You know, I just don't want to go out like this. I want to take one more call.
We don't have to go anywhere. Mike, we don't have to go anywhere.
No.
We don't have to go anywhere.
We do. Well, we do, basically, to run the show. You do. let's go to Sean in Round Rock. Where's Round Rock?
Round Rock is just north of Austin, Mike.
Okay. How are things in Texas today, my friend?
It's a beautiful day in Texas, sir. It's nice and cool. We had a little cool wave come through, so had a break in the heat.
God, we could use that in the rest of the United States. Mm-hmm. It's hot everywhere.
Am I right, ladies?
I mean, come on. Yeah. Get out of here. But that's the weather. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, Mike, I wanted to tell you about how I think I channeled you a little bit at our local AAA hockey game last Friday. I was invited to go to the game. I took my family and had the pleasure of sitting in front of two families with at least, I think there were at least five boys, all under the age of six.
Oh, my God. Welcome to hell.
Exactly.
Wow. What'd you do?
And at the very beginning of the game, these boys, these probably five, maybe there were some twins going on. I don't know if they were all the same age. But in their high-pitched five-year-old voices screaming, "Ref, you suck."
Oh, no.
"Ref, you suck," over and over again.
Oh, see, that turns me off when a parent lets that
happen. Oh, my God. It was so sad. And both, of course, my son and my wife are sitting there going, "Please do not say anything to them, please."
And when my son gets to be old enough, he'll probably join my wife in feeling the same way about me.
Yeah.
"Daddy, don't get involved." Did you heed their advice?
I did until the end of the game when we were leaving, and as I stood up and turned around, I just looked at the one of the fathers, and I said, "You have a lovely family."
That is so perfectly handled.
Did he miss it, or did he get it? Did he get the dripping sarcasm?
I just don't think he didn't really pay any attention. The guys that were sitting to the left of them that were behind me, they knew who I was, and they just burst out laughing.
You got an audience. You know, and a nice passive-aggressive way to do it. I think that's
a no fight in the stands, just to leave on a high note.
That's right.
Yep,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? 30 years from now, they can all go into politics. Thank you very much. Round Rock. I got to remember that because I think he's called before. That is a good taste in my mouth.
See, now we can start.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara loves B-Wack, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Day one of the Facebook book boycott. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Day one of the Facebook boycott, and Rob has already violated.
No.
You said Monday through Friday after the show.
No.
I know you definitively say no, but you're not right. We said Monday through Friday. We are boycotting Facebook.
You said it started after the show. You said it started after the show on Monday.
Yeah, but wouldn't it just be honest with me? Did you post your birthdays and then be like, "Oh, it's a Facebook blackout"?
No, I knew the whole day going in that would be the last thing I posted because you said it started after the show on Monday.
So you have taped evidence of me saying that I start after the show on Monday?
Absolutely.
We'd have to look for the tape, though.
Yeah.
You'd probably want to keep it with you if you're really going to hold up in court.
Well, really hard, though. It's very, you're really tough. Making a... it has to be found.
But,
and now the challenge will be, and now I'm going to have to wait maybe like till Tuesday or Wednesday to find out if you're telling the truth
or not. I'm telling the truth, just like I got to 5,000 before you did, and you'll never admit that either.
What do you mean, the 5,000 friends?
Yeah, I won that too, but you for some reason don't believe that.
Man. What do you mean? What? What?
When we had the race that. To 5,000.
I've let that go a long time ago, dude.
You have
wow.
No.
You're hanging on to that?
Well, no, you were the one that always hung on to it.
That's, obviously, that's not the case. Whoa. You just contradicted yourself.
No.
I didn't even bring it up. You're the one that just said that.
But in the past, I'm saying that you have said that you won that when that's not
you
true.
Say, you sit around the house and then you say, how am I going to with Mike when I come
no,
on
it's
Monday.
Not what I do at all.
How long have you been holding a grudge about the race to 5,000?
No, I see. I had no idea.
That's a
when was the last time that was referenced
2007,
on the show?
Maybe?
No,
10 years ago?
Maybe within a year. But I do. I promise you, Mike. I promise you said that the boycott started after the show today.
I was sitting in the living room of my domicile doing show prep this morning at roughly 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. O'Mara came into the kitchen and said, are you on Facebook? I said, no, we're boycotting Facebook Monday through Friday. That's what we said we were going to do. Well, that's the way I remember.
The reason I remember
I didn't know anything about this after the show.
After my birthdays go out.
No, the way I remember it is because...
Well, the birthdays are every day. Don't you send the birthdays out every day?
I said
this week will be a blackout birthday.
I said it's going to be tough for people who have birthdays next week, except for those on Monday.
No. It's not going to be tough for people that have birthdays. It's going to be tough for you.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not tough. Now, you're assuming that your birthday greetings in your incredible egotism is that people that don't get a Rob Spiewak birthday will sit with head in hands sobbing.
I'm just quoting what I said, and perhaps my quote is incorrect.
You go ahead, because you got to 5,000 before I did.
I said that it's going to be tough on the people. This is what I said, not what they necessarily feel. I said it's going to be tough for people who have birthdays next week because they won't get greetings after Monday.
Yeah, I just said that. So, I was just busting your chop. You're just repeating what I just said.
But what I'm saying
you just repeat. I said, think how egotistical that
it's
sounds.
It's not. It's just what I'm saying.
It's going to be very tough for those people that have birthdays.
Might have been said tongue-in-cheek.
In the movies, you know when there's like a full meltdown of the computer? Like a full meltdown, like a reactor goes bad or a terrorist takes over the fiber and then the hard drive and the backups. That's what's happening to Rob right now.
Yeah.
Like he literally just said what you said over again.
But I know he did.
But I'm saying that I said it tongue in cheek. I don't necessarily believe it. I'm just saying that's how I remembered that it was going to be starting after the show on Monday.
What about the race to 5,000? What about that?
What about it?
I mean, you seem very hostile about it.
Well, Mike has brought it up in the past, as have I, but the fact remains I got there first.
Would it be safe to say that in the history of this show, you've brought it up before more often than I have?
Probably.
Okay. Because you believe that you reached 5,000 prior to me.
I believe that because of the same way I believe that George Washington was the first president. It's fact.
What is your evidence that that is fact-based? What is that evidence that's fact-based?
George Washington.
Bastard.
I have it in a file, sealed.
Do you have wooden teeth somewhere with a date inscripted?
By the way, it's going to be essential for me, and I am more than prepared to eat the S sandwich.
Yes.
At the point in time that somebody produces taped evidence that I said the Facebook boycott will begin after the show on Monday.
Why would I remember it if it didn't happen?
I will question you on many, many things.
Okay.
Not that I will, and I won't even list them here.
Thank you.
Because that would be difficult. But I will never, ever challenge your memory. I believe you have probably the best memory on the show. Everything all right, Pony?
Yeah, I'm having Pony look for the clip.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get it during the show at some point.
You could actually get it during the show?
I mean, whoa, technology,
when did we discuss the Facebook boycott at the end of the show Friday?
I believe it was the end of the Friday show or during Friday's show.
Really?
Yeah.
The Friday show.
Friday show.
So, yeah, I mean, I just think the 5,000.
But I'm all in. I'm all in on the boycott. I would not have violated it. And if I did violate it, why would I admit it?
Oh, now you're backtracking.
No. I'm not.
No, he's not backtracking. He thinks that that's what I said, and that's that you're. So you haven't looked at it since you've. Technically, if I said the boycott begins after the show on Monday, you could be looking at Facebook during the show.
But I did the birthdays and I shut it down.
And I'm going into Facebook now not to look at it, but to see
his activity,
my friend's situation.
Okay.
I am looking.
His friends.
Friend good.
Where can you get the number of friend requests?
requests?
Last time we checked, I think you had, go to friends. But last time we checked, you had thousands in the queue
waiting
to become your friends.
How many friend requests do you have?
I could tell you if I looked.
Roughly.
I would say a couple thousand.
Okay.
Do not know, but hold on.
It's all about
how do I get that
who
number,
has more people waiting. You'd have to count, Mike. You don't have. They don't give you a number.
You,
yeah, they don't give you.
I thought they gave you a number.
In the old days, they did.
Not anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
Oh, see, I'm can't boned
feed
on
your,
that one.
You can't feed your ego that way, unless you had somebody count them for you.
That's not. I wouldn't. The lowest intern, Oscar, on the pecking order, the bottom feeder of interns. I wouldn't bring back. Mac, but see, Mac's not the lowest intern, though.
He doesn't do anything for the show except for coming.
Wish that on who's the kid that was on and gone, the computer kid that came in and went away.
Vincent?
Vincent. I wouldn't wish that on Vincent. I wouldn't make Vincent do that.
But he would actually do that. That was the great thing about Vincent. We lost him after the holiday party when we forgot to invite him. By we, I mean Pony.
That's right.
He'd probably figure out some sort of, no, I'm not going to add Frank Caliendo. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what?
I don't have
I don't have any friend requests because I delete them as they come in.
Oh, there's a Dan O'Brien here.
Dan O'Brien, our intern? You're going to let him into the fold?
I don't know if he's our intern or not. No, it looks like an older guy.
That could be Dan.
Dan O'Brien Sr.
Is he wearing a tuxedo and leaning against the wall of a pier? That would be our Dan O'Brien's picture.
No, that's the same profile
pic. Yeah.
Decades old.
Oh, no, here it is. How many do you have waiting? Because you might have beaten me on that, too.
No, I have.
It says respond to your 1,401 friend request. Oh, still number.
See, you have more because I've deleted them all. I have none waiting.
Why do you delete your friend requests?
Because I'm not going to honor them. Why leave them hanging in the queue?
I don't. That makes no sense.
You have gone through manually. And do you do it every day?
Well, it's easy to do it. One or two roll in a day, and you just delete them. Unless it's someone who's thrown.
But what if these people would like to? Well, let me confirm a few.
You don't have people to drop off after all your posting that are like, enough is enough?
Oh, I do. I've got like 60 slots open, I think.
You have 60? Why aren't you adding people?
You know why he deleted all of them? Because he knew that he would lose the argument.
Oh, this would be the back end
requests.
Yes. Old Nostradamus over here.
I am the Nostradamus.
That's really a stretch. Even I'm gonna call myself on that.
No,
hold
Mike,
on, just
that's
a second.
Exactly what happened.
No, shut up, Rob. That's crap, Mike. Yeah, that is. That's complete crap.
I said,
it's absolutely not true.
What if it comes to a time when I'm asked? No, I did some weeding out not long ago I went through.
You could race on Instagram back to a larger number. That would be fun and timely. It is 2017.
True, true.
Yeah, Oscar, and I love you for that battle. You know, and I know you've been doing that battle with me to get that there, but that's photographs and, I'm sorry.
Photographs and memories.
Memories. I'm a Facebook guy. I really am. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the family.
Hey.
Let me move around here. Michelle. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Michael.
Oh, are you
Bush. I wonder if he's a famous Bush. Michael Bush.
Are you just confirming a female?
Drab's a friend of his. I just confirm randomly. Do you, like, select and handpick? Or
why settle when you can select?
But you've got 60 slots open.
It has to be someone that I think brings something to the party.
Can I ask you a question?
I wish you would.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I think I...
Yeah, really? You sound so egotistical with this.
If I knew that answer...
I just added a Lila.
The whole point of social media is to have people that can discover what you do, and nobody loves show business and showing up for show business like you do.
Yeah, but if it's someone that looks like a total
stain. That's it. I'm unable to add more friends. So Lila Fiken, she is a Fiken good person. She's a friend of Katie Forbes, Von Herman, and Rob Spiewak. Mutual friends. Do you know her?
Lila?
Lila?
I would know her. I know her by our face, I believe. Yeah, she has glasses, short dark hair. Yeah, she's cool.
Can I ask you a question? Because you've got over 4,000 friends.
Yeah, 4,900 and some.
How are you able to pull that? Would you be able to do that with most of the 5,000? Because that would be, then we'd go into savant territory.
Ones that are active on Facebook, probably.
Females.
All right.
There's so
and
few.
Good looking males.
So
what would be your ratio of females to males on Facebook?
I would say 50-50, but I do know that my father skews more female than I do.
Oh, you think? Yay, Carla, you think?
You know.
Jesus.
You know.
Right now I'm off Facebook. I have to get off of it.
Me too.
Get back.
I'm going to close the app.
Okay, so now you guys are definitely off.
If what I said, well, I was off this morning. I didn't look at it. But if Rob is right, if I said that, I will eat the S sandwich. And if I did not say this, if that was not said, if I said Monday through Friday, then I will, you know,
I will construct
the sandwich to force feed to Rob.
I would like a 12-inch submarine sandwich.
A 12-inch sub with banana peppers.
Oh.
And you're not gonna like it one little bit. It's gonna be.
Well, hopefully we'll find out before the end of this program.
That would be really an amazing pull if we're able to do that.
Got an interesting email from a guy named Tex Ramon. He lives in Austin, Texas.
Tex Ramon.
And he says, "Hello, gentlemen. This is Tex. You may or may not remember me as the guy who sent in a punk rock theme song for TMOS a few months ago. I do remember that. As always, I love the show, and I was very interested in the topic you discussed today about letting social media make you miserable and trying to wean yourself off it. Regarding Mike and Rob's idea about a social media boycott, it's a great idea. I do it a few times a year, and the news gets overwhelming, and I can tell you, you'll be amazed about how much happier and more productive you are, and I'd like to offer you a few tips that I've found to be helpful. Hopefully, you can use them." Okay?
This is great. I like this. I'm ready.
Number one, delete your social media apps off of your phone. You can still cheat and check Facebook and Twitter on your phone's web browser, but it's harder and therefore it sucks.
Ooh.
I don't have to worry about that because I don't have alerts. I never allow alerts on my phone.
Change your phone's display to black and white. Supposedly, all the fun colors on the screen make it more appealing to your brain, but you can disable them in the
don't
accessibility
need to do that
settings.
Either. I appreciate the support.
He only sees
and the
in
help,
black and white.
I really don't.
Yeah, like a dog.
Yeah.
That's me.
Colorblind.
I only see a black and white like a dog.
All right. There is an app called Self Control. It's a free timer that you can set on your computer to block access to any site you want for any specific amount of time. So if you wanted it, just like 5 minutes at a time.
I'll go black and white on my
screen. That's three strikes and you're out on this letter. That's he's just a Poindexter.
Black and white.
Well, and the last thing he says is, whenever social media makes me feel like the world is a giant garbage fire, I shut off my access for a few weeks. Then I only check Facebook and Twitter in the morning, then turn it off for the rest of the day. Seriously, do it.
The rest of what?
Rest of the day. Seriously, do it. Social media is like heroin, except that you're probably more productive on heroin. Signed, Tex Ramon from Austin, Texas.
All right, I agree with all that. All of his stuff, I appreciate that, Tex. I think you're a smart guy. It's not necessary because I really just shut it down, and I'm not.
Yeah, you don't need gimmicks.
I don't have a lot of the connective tissue that one has on one's phone with alerts. And anytime they ask me to allow a notification, I consistently say
good.
No to that. I don't allow any notifications at all. That's not what I do.
So anyway, that's what he says, and I'm looking forward to it this week.
Yeah, it'll be a nice, calm week for you two.
Yeah, sort of, you know, getting out of the thick of it all.
Yeah.
Why am I getting that?
What are you getting?
Notifications?
Some stock alert that I don't ask for and I don't want.
It's that guy that calls
Lithium in. Just hit a new high. What the hell is that?
Oh, man.
Like what is pushcrew.com? Is that a stock alert?
That's like, I don't know. Honestly, I've never heard of that brand at all.
And that's coming in on your phone?
Yeah, I don't know. Is lithium, that's a battery. That's all I know. I have no idea.
No, it helps me keep my mood even.
Yeah.
I take it
that's
all the
Ritalin.
Time.
That's Ritalin.
I think lithium is the extreme sad egg.
Or Librium. All right, so Pony is in the show right now. Are you getting any evidence, Pony?
Pony, you're looking?
I'm almost there.
He's almost there.
Almost there.
Just
so that would be really something else if we could button this up and refer back to the old show.
Oh, Mike, I think we should do this more often. Check like the tape means check the tape.
It does.
Right.
Well, but, I mean, if we had like, it would be easier if somebody referenced something within the same show. That would be easier,
I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be hard at all. Like this is going to go right back. We have something,
Pony. What's the deal?
Okay, now why don't you plug in? Well, I want to rock.
Now I can. Now let me predict. Let me predict. Based on Pony's body language.
Yes.
He looked excited, which means it's going to be me being
anti-Mike.
I'm just glad I did something right.
Okay, that's right, a big win. Good.
That's
good.
That remains to be seen.
Watch the volume level, Rob, on this thing because it might be too high.
Go ahead.
Remind me, Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We get it on the weekend, but we boycott it starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime on Monday. How about
Showtime on Monday? We boycott social.
Perfect.
Monday.
I love it.
Oh! I'm right. Not after the show.
But then
you
still.
You are wrong.
But
no.
I still, I'm allowed to have done birthdays today.
No, repeat it. And what did I say?
You said beginning showtime on
Monday. No, repeat the whole
let
tape.
Him play
the tape again. We're not going to let you conjure.
You said.
I'm not conjuring.
You said.
No,
The truth lies in the middle, though.
Let's remind listen. Me, Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We get on the weekend. Monday of next week, we begin our boycott.
Play a little
that
more.
That is my quote.
Did you remind him?
Play a little more.
But we boycotted starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime on Monday. How about
Showtime on Monday?
Hold on.
Stop it.
So you're wrong.
Right, I am wrong. Never I apologize.
Said that. I never said that.
But you agreed to it. You agreed to it.
And I was wrong about... I agreed to it, but you said to me, starting the show, if we could go back and play the tape from this show...
No, I agree to that.
You said end of show.
End of show. You were yelling about end of show.
Let's play it again. Let's play it again so we can bore this into Rob Spiewak's head.
Remind me, Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We get it on the weekend, but we boycotted starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime.
Stop it right
Monday,
there. Okay, beginning showtime on Monday. No, but, so you even were wrong about your own quote, which was your idea, beginning showtime on Monday.
May I make one request?
Night. What?
Whole wheat bread for my sandwich. Okay.
I was in pain on my angry deathbed.
Oh, boy, you.
It's my aching belly, my diverticulitis, which is flaring up.
You're gonna cry, shitty baby, huh? You're gonna fucking cry. Look at him, he's crying.
It's going to be embarrassing, but since I have no material left on the show today, and I'm cloudy, and I'm having trouble reading, I will tell you it's because I wore two tight pants.
Does stress get at it?
Yes, the stress of that last segment. Stress of old promos, the stress of no guests.
I drink your milkshake, oh, Eli. Dear.
Mike O'Mara is killing himself for you. Are you so selfish that you can't show some damn common decency and buy a bonus show subscription? He gives and gives day after day, and you sit out there with your hand out like a selfish. You're killing him. How dare you? Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and buy a bonus show subscription today, for the love of God.
The best of O'Mara.
All right. So Oscar rolls in. It was yesterday, I believe, before the show, and is talking about how much he loves King Kong versus Godzilla. Well, my kid was off on Monday, and I promised them that after he went out and got his little swings in on the driving range, that we would go home and we would spend the afternoon looking at the TV box and watching that fabulous King Kong versus Godzilla. And I got duped because I said, okay, most of America is watching this movie.
Right.
Maybe. Impossible. Impossible for me to, I don't even know where to begin.
Okay,
in my inability to enjoy this. I'm not about to attack you. I'm simply saying my own personal inability to digest what essentially is a video game.
Were you ever a Godzilla fan? Ever in your life? In any iteration?
No, but I probably was a King Kong person.
Okay.
I probably went to the theaters to see the King Kong with Jessica Lange back in the day.
Have you seen Skull Island? Just passing through cable.
My son has seen parts of that King Kong Skull Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Great. So
I saw the Jack Black one on video.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Fine. That was pretty good. That works. I like that one.
So the Godzilla universe, or the for me at least, is something that I don't remember as a kid. I got in probably in the first iteration of King Kong because of the soundtrack to King Kong. It was very popular at one point. I think Led Zeppelin or Robert Plant was part of it. I think that P. Diddy, when he was known as P. Diddy at that time, did a song for it that really brought it to the forefront of
pop culture. Godzilla?
The original Godzilla, not the original, the remake in the 2000s.
Like the Matthew Broderick one? Was he in that?
Yeah. Yes.
Because, Mike, the original Godzilla had Raymond Burr.
This is Raymond Burr. I'm Raymond Burr, and we're going to get that monster that's created by nuclear fallout, and then I'm going to have a nut log fresh from the oven, wrapped in foil. You can eat. That is an old bit that I used to do on the Don and Mike show. I used to allude to the fact that Raymond had a proclivity for eating things, strange things, things that you and I would not find in any way palatable.
So, here we are. When I recommended this to
Thank you,
it's because I went into the film with very low expectations. The Skull Island was okay. It wasn't anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous Godzilla experiences I've had, subpar. And then I went into this film. I said, how much better can this get? Low expectations.
Right.
And I was thoroughly pleased with the experience, especially when, spoiler alert, Mecha Godzilla appears, which is essentially a transformer of sorts that comes and tries to take over the world.
He's a transformer and a Godzilla?
He's a Godzilla, but...
And is it okay to call him a Godzilla?
Well, wait a minute. In the new movie, there's a robot Godzilla, too.
Mecha Godzilla.
It's called Mecha Godzilla?
Yes, that's who you saw. Did your son enjoy?
Let's have a claw that spins.
Did your son enjoy?
He loved it.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if he loved it, but he liked it. I didn't. Yeah. I drifted off. I was watching. I was looking at my computer half the time. Fell asleep. I actually fell sound asleep.
No.
Mike, in Godzilla King of the Monsters, Raymond Burr's character was named Steve Martin.
This is Steve Martin. We're going to find that nasty little creature. It's under the sea out off the coast of Japan.
Do you have to watch out for anything floating in the ocean, Raymond?
Listen, before we tackle the monster, how about a snack?
Long history with Raymond Burr.
Yes. Detested Godzilla. Wasn't his thing. He's 80 and he's like, all right, can I give
you
a look?
I'm not prepared to argue because you like it. I don't. That's fine.
My nephew loved it. Yes. And my brother-in-law, who's, I think, 51, was just like, we could have picked something else.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an IQ issue. In some cases, it's cinematic IQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about your IQ, but you have an MBA. You're a bright guy. You're super smart. You are the backbone of our business. And I would never, ever question your intellect. Your movie IQ.
Yes.
Of a toddler. I will say this, though. Here's the main reason. Yes. I like my monsters to be scary. Godzilla has never scared me. Godzilla looks like an overweight lizard.
Yeah.
Godzilla has this tiny little head and this big fat body. The shape of itself of Godzilla is dumb. You can't even make out Godzilla's face that much. I was much more scared by the robot Godzilla, Mecha. Mecha Heine Ho.
Yeah, yeah.
Godzilla. That one. Mecha Lecha High Godzilla was the robot Godzilla. But Kong, on the other hand. Kong is scary. Kong has got the scars across his chest and does that.
I love Kong. Love Kong. And I had a Kong poster when I was little.
And then can get like a super close up and go, like that. But as soon as they enter, and the whole there, you know what's another issue with Kong versus Godzilla? There is a perspective issue where sometimes Godzilla looks as big as the entire town, and then other times it's shorter than King Kong. It doesn't matter. They didn't give any thought to that because they thought they could get away with it.
Well, I think there's a history. There's a history of that. In the original 1930s King Kong, the black and white one, his perspective changes when he gets to New York City to make him more horrifying. And this was done on purpose by the filmmakers. So I think they monkey with – I didn't mean that. I think they change it around as an effect and maybe even as an homage. But it's very notable.
I like the monkey.
Original.
The monkey was okay.
I love King Kong.
I enjoyed
He's
the monkey.
Great. I like all
characters. King Kong, and then early on in the movie, the reason I fell asleep is because I know right away, well, of course we're going to root for King Kong instead of the lizard.
Yeah.
Why would you root for the lizard when you've got King Kong? And that's boring, too. So you know who's going to win.
I bet Pony rooted for Godzilla.
Of course. I mean, he's the savior of Tokyo. He, like, protects
Why is Godzilla
Tokyo
the
Mothra.
Savior? What?
He protects Tokyo from Mothra and other weird creatures.
Oh, that's the bug, right?
In, like,
that's
the OG Mothra, Godzilla.
Mothra. Yeah, triple OG. Well,
exactly.
Isn't Mothra, wasn't that the third super monster to come out after? It was Kong, Godzilla, and then the Moth, right?
I don't think Kong was part of the original Godzilla stuff.
No, like, but Kong, he was within the universe.
Well,
the universe.
They eventually married, but Kong is an American, construct because he was from Hollywood in the 1930s.
So you've got Godzilla, you've got Mothra, and I'm going to create my own new one.
Please.
Cockroach Shigato.
That's probably in there. That's probably
Cockroach Rigato, Mr. Roboto.
So maybe the takeaway for me was I thought it was going to be a terrible movie. There is some insight.
Which it was.
Into there's some excitement that it's in the theaters and it's at home. So
how is the storytelling?
It was much better than I was going to give it credit or I even expected.
You could slow motion it. CGI.
You could follow
how
it. It
many buildings can you blow up when it's so easy to blow up? You know what? Back in the day when they had to like glue things together and really use like, you know, Zippo lighters to light things on fire, there's a challenge. Now it's some nerd dink that just sits there and goes click, 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 and they can blow up the world. And it's not a big. And how many things do we see? Oh, we have to see the little spikes on the back of Godzilla swimming through the water at 1,000 miles an hour, and then Kong, who by the way could destroy cities, but you know they give him a good Ace Hardware chain to keep him chained to a boat. I mean, come on, give me a little break here. All
you
right,
you have to suspend reality.
What?
I guess
for
yeah,
this
you
movie
do.
You do.
Yes, you do.
And also, Mike, really, one of your key problems with the movie shouldn't be the strength of the chains. It might be the fact that there is a lizard coming out of the ocean to destroy the world.
Well, the whole thing, I like my scary movies to be scary. Now, yeah. As an adult, I'm talking not for my kid. My kid enjoyed that, could sleep afterwards, wasn't really that freaked
good,
out.
Good.
Because it's not really scary at all. A monster movie like King Kong should be scary. It's not really. It's big. Yeah. It's explosion. What's the thrill? What's the thrill that you get, Oscar Santana, watching that movie? And better yet, what is the thrill that your little nephew gets out of it?
Mechagodzilla that I've heard of prior to this film. I just have never seen a screen.
He did mostly stage work before now.
I've never seen, and I wasn't expecting, I didn't look deep enough into the movie to see that this
isn't Mecha Godzilla the Islamic monster?
No. It's man-made, Mike. Mechanical.
Not as
Mecha.
What are you so afraid of, boy?
No, not that.
It's Mecha Godzilla. Here he comes. Here he comes again.
Not the holy city of Mecha.
No, sorry, it's different.
Mechanical. Sorry. Mechanical. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't see that coming. I also didn't see the way that I could be invested into a CGI Kong and how much emotion they bring to you. Like, man, I hope Kong doesn't get beat up by Godzilla. Even though you know, you're like, this can't have some sort of happy. I hope it has a happy ending.
Yeah. You got to start his heart.
And my nephew, he loved it though, because I
remember that part.
I think my nephew's.
You woke up for that?
God bless him.
Yeah.
he was for the first 5 minutes until his dad told him to pipe down. Was bitching about how he had to watch all these other films in order before he got to this King Kong versus Godzilla.
Right.
And his father had the best line. My brother-in-law said, "It's a monster movie. Nobody cares."
That's right.
Just watch.
Yeah. Did Luca complain about the TV?
You don't have to care about anything. What?
Did Luca complain about the TV?
No, we had settled the brightness situation.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I remember.
You know, there's three categories. I'll give you three categories. You get Kong versus Godzilla. Monster movie, not really scary. Don't worry about it. More the spectacle than the movie. Then you got really scary, okay? I use an old movie called Silence of the Lambs. That's scary.
That freaked me out.
It falls into the third category, which is don't sell your children. They will be traumatized forever.
Yep. Pet Cemetery
because
as
it
well.
Is so hyper.
Freaks you out.
Pet Cemetery was a nasty one.
Mm-hmm. Pet Cemetery was scary. The old Pet Cemetery filmed in my town in Maine.
Yes.
With Fred Gwynne.
Yeah, and Dale Mitkiff, I think, was the guy. Was the lead.
What? How do you know that, and why do you have to share that?
I think his name has never made another movie? Well, I think I know of him because he played Elvis in a movie, and it was really hard for me to watch Pet Cemetery when I said, hey, look.
Memorizes what he likes.
That's Elvis up there.
Like everything else in his life. Memorizes what
that's
he likes.
His
if he likes it.
He'd love to play Elvis. He wanted to see what the career path was.
Yeah, it is. It is Dale Mitkiff. I got it right, actually. Amazingly.
Congratulations. Yeah. By the way, the house I drive by when I'm up in Maine all the time.
Yes.
It is a scary looking house. And actually, it's a beautiful house, but that's the way it goes. So anyway, draw your own conclusions if you want to waste, what was it, 4 hours or something like that?
Don't waste. It's something, it's at home, it's free. Yeah. And if you're into monsters, why not?
All right, there you go. I don't know. There's just not, it's not my cup of tea. But it was a cute little monkey. Big monkey.
Big monkey. Hairy,
stinky. Right.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes, yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it. An Android have I?
Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today.
We love it.
The best of O'Mara.
I'm looking through our list of fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show to see if we happen to have our friends at Draft. No, we don't. So I must lead with this at the beginning.
Yes.
Congratulations to everyone who decided to play me in Draft this week. I'd really like to say a wonderful congratulations to every single individual, that including Marcus Serta, who decided to get 1,000 points. 1,000 points.
Wow.
In an NFL, I believe, never before done in any fantasy draft whatsoever. It was pretty stunning.
They had to actually add a column for place value because he exceeded 999 points.
Went absolutely stunning. It was phenomenal, and
you must have had almost as much fun as when I looked at that. I think in two of the contests in which I was going against Oscar, I had Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron! Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers,
please. Let's,
because I had him as well. And let me just say, I will never draft Aaron Rodgers ever, ever. Aaron Rodgers.
What if they give him a bionic collarbone when he comes back?
Hold on a second. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, goes to his coaches. His quarterback coach before the game and says, "All right, we're all set to go, feeling good. By the way, is Mike O'Mara playing me in a fantasy league this weekend?" He is. Oh, that's a shame. Aaron Rodgers has had miraculous fantasy days.
Sure,
he is. He has had some of the most amazing fantasy football days that fantasy quarterbacks can ever possibly have. But when Mike has him. Much like Mr. Brady, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Drew Brees does the opposite. Drew Brees says, "Okay, I'm up, man. I'm feeling good today. Arm feels good. I got, you know, the routes are solid. I'm ready to go. Hey, by the way, are we playing Mike O'Mara in fantasy? I'm going to have my biggest day of the year, like I've done every single year when someone is playing against. I'm talking about, by the way, it's playdraft.com on your computer. It's Draft, the app.
Are
if you haven't
thrilled?
Got it, shame on you.
Are you thrilled to have this much power in the NFL?
You know, I think it's stunning. It's stunning to me. And then, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's tough.
The Kansas City Chiefs. All right, here's the deal, okay? I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but hey, because we have a lot of people in that area that listen to the show, and I'm going to say Kansas fans, Kansas City fans, it's just it's all smoke and mirrors, okay? It's all smoke and mirrors. Your team really isn't that good.
Wow.
And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers proved it. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm a little NFL-centric today, okay?
Yeah.
But I am. Because really, to be honest with you, what do I have in sports, all right? The Capitals, okay? The Capitals now have their 15-month season that will culminate with a trip to the playoffs where they will lose in the second round. So, and this is just the beginning of that. So I really have little... Fried, I'm sorry. Got little interest in that. Not in D.C. anymore. Call me when the playoffs start. That's right. When I start getting interested. Okay, my beloved Boston Red Sox. They've already fired the manager of the Boston Red Sox because that's what they do when they don't go deep into the playoffs. By the way, they won their division, all right? I know this sounds like sports talk. I could have done sports talk. Standing on my head because I like sports. But anyway, getting back to what I was going
to
say.
Hard to do that standing on your head.
No, I really couldn't have done sports.
Mike, it sounded because, like, you know, Arch, I'm sorry.
I get one good day a month for this.
This is the gambling chip in you.
Yeah.
This is the degenerate gambler. You're absolutely right, Oscar. Yeah.
You won last week.
Yes.
I won big last week.
Well, I won big only because of you, because you and I have that that incredible bet every week.
It's really.
And now
you
we're kind of pushing.
Chip.
Yeah, we exchanged
gonna,
the lead multiple
taste this
times.
Week, Oscar.
Multiple
I'm going to want to taste this week.
I understand.
What? Mike, different chips in you guys. You have a degenerate gambling chip. He's got the chip of, well, before I leave here, I want to do something really stupid. And that's and we've seen that in the past.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
You know what, Chip, I think he has, and I think we have to bow down to him for this. Mm. He has the I want to take care of the sponsor chip.
Yes.
That is a great
chip. That's what he wants to do.
That is a great
chip. He wanted to involve me in a mano-a-mano fantasy draft on Draft, our new sponsor, that incredible new app that we
love
have that we tell you about every week. The fact is, though, this has nothing to do with that. What's going on?
I want to show Rob that the sponsor also takes care of Oscar Santana. My full week winnings are, if you don't mind, week six.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you.
How much did he win?
If you don't mind,
Rob. I ask this question first, okay? Because we really dove into our brand new app, Draft, this week, okay? This past week. We started friending people. We started following people. So the question before Oscar reveals his winnings, I want How many games did you play?
It's on the screen right there waiting for it.
All right, tell me how many games
The name of this segment was named by Charlie Sheen. This is a segment we have now called Winning.
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 Okay, so how many? Are you going to be able to read it?
Yes.
Are you going to be able to negotiate it?
I can tell you.
It's easy. Week six, he was in 12 drafts.
12. So, okay. Let me just jump in here.
Okay, settle.
I had the opportunity, if I'd wanted to, I added it up. I've got the scratch paper.
Yes.
Yeah. You did the mathematics?
Yeah. I could have been in a million drafts.
1 million drafts.
I was invited. I was invited into 1 million drafts. I can't. I got nervous, and so I didn't dive into them after our initial ones. The only guy that invited me where I popped in was, hey, did you ever play a fantasy draft and kick the ass of the host that you love to be? Anyway, so that's what happened. So tell me more about Oscar.
Oscar in week six had 12 drafts. You want to know his total winnings?
Yes.
156.60.
That's good.
Now,
high-dollar fantasy players are going to go puffa-sha to that.
He's averaging about $13 a draft.
Yeah, 12 drafts. There's a bunch of $5, $3 drafts in the mix outside of our draft.
He's chipping away at it. What's that? Didn't expect that.
Is that the draft trophy?
This is the draft trophy for the week.
Wow. Looks like a big...
Congratulations, Oscar. You've won fantasy this week.
What is that? A big stick of pubes?
No, this is Rob is so curious right now. It's when Rob's inner fan. It's a feather duster.
Yeah. Ah, okay, very good.
This Mrs. O'Mara was in the studio this week.
Oh, that's very nice.
Dainty.
Doing her feather duster dance.
Would you like to have a little tour?
Yes,
please.
Like tour. More than anything.
All right, here we go. Let me give you a little tour. Hold on just a second there.
Thank you. This is the first time we've seen the new White House since the Kennedys have taken residence.
This football that has come crashing through the $10,000 windows. All right, there's the door.
Yes.
Let me open the room up for you.
Yeah, please do.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Ooh. Photograph of you and me on the wall. Yay.
That's so sweet. Oh, the Red Sox jersey.
Yep. Shelves.
Shelving.
Full of awards.
Woo! Shelving.
Pumpkins.
Oh, full shelves. Look at that. Everything's nice and organized.
Looks beautiful.
Floors, beautiful.
New mic boom. Oh, I'm not sure that's a lamp.
That's a lamp.
Copy stuck to the window.
I like lamp.
I love lamp.
Yes. Mike, everything's nice and organized. Look at that.
It looks
Rob.
That was great. He looks so good.
Excited. I like lamp.
For context, I won 8 of the 12, right?
Okay, so
eight
you're of the averaging $20 or so per win.
Yeah, though I will say that If you challenge me on the app, the odds are I get so excited because if it's a $3 or $5 guy or even a $1 guy, I'm going in.
Are you going to do you feel like you're going to be left out if you don't accept a challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, the fear of missing out, FOMO.
Yes.
Exactly.
And he's right about Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Once you see that little yellow kind of caution indicator.
Yes.
I got one of those for some guy. Very careful.
What happened to him?
So late in the day yesterday, sports became non-fun for me.
Did it start out fun?
It
was close with Mike, though. It was close. He's right. He had a Kansas City receiver and the tight end, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Travis Kelce. And by the way, none of us are big enough NFL fans where we can rattle off
it's
the names
Kelce.
Of players. And it's Kelce,
yeah,
Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
he's a tight end, I believe, number 87.
Yeah, well, I know
Chiefs.
This.
How was that?
Because look, I'll say this: This gets you back into the game because I never would have watched a Chiefs Steelers game in my life.
I also had a running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's got the dirtiest name in the NFL. Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm watching this game.
Thanks, Pony.
Hey,
good morning.
Mike, I remember.
Someone just wakey wakey, eggs and bakey.
I remember every Friday night, right?
Mike, go out on the Kareem Hunt.
Mike is literally three points away from beating me.
Right.
Mind you, this is a $90 win.
Right.
We each put up $50, right? Uh-huh.
$90 parlay.
And it looks like the Steelers
light 'em up.
Are just going to run out.
You can't lose.
There's 2 cents. I mean, I'm sorry. There's two minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock. And right. I said, there's no way that the Chiefs are going to get this ball back. And they get the ball back.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Mike's going to win the money again this week.
And that is when... that's when the quarterback, Alex Smith for the Kansas City Chiefs, decided to go, hi, Michael Mara, how are you? I'm Alex Smith.
Can you fit name Barry on the back of a jersey?
I was there. Well, you know what? You think of these legendary
I'm
quarterbacks.
Watching my money burn when this is happening. I'm like, oh, no.
And then Alex Smith goes full name Barry in the 2 minute drill.
Full name Barry.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the NFL, everybody is agreeing. All the aficionados are agreeing that the NFL this season is a tad wacky.
Yeah.
It is a tad wacky. And by the way, Redskins fans, nothing to worry about that your team took on the San Francisco 49ers and turned it into the battle.
A contest. Yeah. It was a contest.
When it really didn't need to be, it really didn't need to be.
Wouldn't you agree, Mike? Look.
Hey, but your Giants look good.
Look. Last week when I lost to you.
Were they last night or tonight? I don't watch them anymore.
Oh, they won. I think they were last night.
Giants were on last night. Yeah.
I went to bed. I went to bed. I didn't care.
Yeah.
0-5. I don't watch anymore. That's why I'm talking about it doesn't appeal to me. Oh, 1-5. We'll make a real super comeback. No, you won't.
Well, yeah. Am I the only one who thinks they can't run the table?
Yeah, I don't
rub
think
the
so.
Table.
Think so. There we go. That's our NFL recap.
Again,
we'll do that every Monday.
Are we gonna have to fight that fight again, right?
The $50 bet?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it should be doubled. Right. And maybe redoubled.
We pushed.
You know what? You could participate a little more.
Old Chalky Colin over there.
Chalky Colin could dive into multiple drafts.
He
and it's
certainly
only like
could.
A dollar. He certainly could.
And he will.
No, you won't. No, you don't
No,
care.
I will.
You don't care. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I rarely tease a segment like this. But we do have to break and we have to start the show. But Rob Spiewak has a retail story. I have said for a very, very long time, and Rob and I have a particular slug line that we've probably been using for probably over 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is, that's how they get you.
That is exactly how they get you.
And you're not going to believe this. Rob, I believe,
so seldom call you on a Sunday, but I had to. I had to.
I thought you were talking about not being able to come in because you were dealing with something. No, you had already dealt with something. Oscar, this is going to amaze you.
Oh my God.
And listen, I'm not one to overhype segments.
Now you're
on the
hyping
show.
It.
But Rob paid a visit to a local retailer over the weekend.
And I brought in a brochure.
You brought a brochure?
Of course I did, because you need to see it to believe it.
Even I didn't know about this. And I know there are the vast, vast, vast majority of our listening audience has never heard of this.
No.
Because I'd never heard of it. You're going to be, it will fascinate.
Did you ever take Reader's Digest?
Yes, and my mom did.
There would be, you know, sections that humor and uniform and stuff like that. Here's a new feature called The Lighter Side of Funerals.
Thank you. On that note, we will be hitting. You know, and let me just say this, and I
can't
mean this with just the sweetness and joy of everything. And there it is. There's my thing. Okay, I'll hit it, Rob. You don't have to hit
good.
It. But you know, really. In this country, the great United States, I think if you needed any evidence coming up, we will have evidence that they F you from the time you're born to the time you die. Thank you.
Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman, so this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
The best of O'Mara.
News.
Yesterday, Demi Lovato ended up in the hospital after an apparent overdose. Early reports said that it was heroin, but now TMZ claims it wasn't. There's no word on what else it might have been. Last night, her rep said that she was awake and with her family. I don't think anybody's ever been this public about her battles. You're hearing about this all the time. Police were called to Demi's house a little before noon, but a source says that Demi and the other people were uncooperative and wouldn't tell officers what she took. Do we have our little...
I didn't want to mess up.
No drugs were taken from the house, so there's not likely to be a criminal investigation. Demi was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that counteracts opioid overdoses, but Us Weekly says it was actually one of Demi's friends who administered it. Supposedly, they were expecting this because she was partying too much. The night before her overdose, she was out in West Hollywood celebrating a friend's birthday. And here's the part that I find a little strange with this story. She announced her relapse last month.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm going to relapse and announce it with the release of a song called Sober.
I listened to that song. And this is strange, and I feel like I was a little out of touch. I thought Demi Lovato, because we've heard about
Hold on a second. We're getting a call.
Excuse me.
Hold on just a second.
I'll take the news stager off.
Hey, Marcus, can you call our 800 number? Mark, well, hold on. Hey, Marcus, can you call the 888 number? Hello?
Oh, did you just hang up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I hung up on him, but I think he's calling.
Maybe he's just going to call the show now.
We'll see what happens. You were talking about Demi
Lovato. I said that we've heard about her, and she's been in the news for so long that you forget that she's just about to turn 26. She's 25, you know?
Yeah, it's
just
strange. It's a strange thing where they actually, you know, go out of their way to let you know that they're relapsing. So, you know, I wish her the best. It's just it seems like it's public consumption and it's kind of weird, right? We all know that approaching William Shatner in public is a no-no, but some celebrities actually dig it, like Ray Liotta. He says, quote, "People ask if it bothers me, and not at all. An actor does it because they love what they are doing. All you're doing is playing pretend for a living. There are people out there in the industry who, for some reasons, are all pretentious about it. I mean, you're effing acting. That's it. As much as it is a great fun thing to do, that doesn't change the fact that you are playing a child's game as an adult. It's a pretty good gig. So if you see Ray Liotta out there, you go ahead and say hi to him. And there he is. All right. Here we have Marcus sort of calling in right now. All right. Let's get him on. Marcus.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'm 2 hours behind, so I'm. It's a little earlier for me than it is for you. So,
where are you?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Colorado Springs at the moment.
Oh, okay. So you were in Denver, so you really are 2 hours behind.
Yes, yes. I was here for some business, but we got stranded here because of flight cancellation, so we came down to Colorado Springs to stay overnight, staying on a beautiful resort that's overlooking a beautiful golf course that you would love.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just talking about the trip this weekend, the Red Sox thing, and it seems like it might be a problem.
Okay. Why?
Because it sounds like the way you sound right now is the way you've been communicating with me.
Well, we haven't talked in a while, so I don't know how that's the case. I mean, there's been no problem as far as I'm concerned. I didn't know whether it was trouble getting the suite
or anything like that.
No, I've got tickets in hand. We're ready to go. The only Oscar, did you want? The only thing that we needed to work out was where we wanted to meet for dinner, and that, you know, as far as I was aware, you were making that call because obviously you need to consider what you need to do with the family.
Right. Exactly. Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something.
Marcus, hey, it's your
yes, dear,
your old buddy Oscar. I know Mike can be a handful, right? You know that as well. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
He's not usually for me, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's a nice save on your end. He is. And I would say when someone is a handful, they need constant communication. And with Mike, he's been tailspinning for the last 2 days while you've been vacationing at the beautiful resort with a wonderful golf course. We have to deal with this. Does he want to go? Does he have the tickets? And by we, I mean the listening audience. So we ask you kindly, please send him an itinerary, send pictures of the tickets, pretend like you want to hang out with him.
We did it last year. I just,
if I was in the office right now, you would have had a picture of them in hand.
I don't need. I went with you last year. I know where we're going to be. Yeah. I know where we're going to be.
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure that it was okay for the little guy and my wife, who are also coming along.
Oh, absolutely. No, that was a given. We set that up a long time ago that was going to happen. We worked this all out. So as far as I was concerned, all that was taken care of. Nothing to be concerned about. Just pick where you want to have some dinner, pal. You know, let's not make this difficult.
Pal?
It's early, Mike. I'm sorry. I forgot to use your highness.
You know what, Marcus? Let's do it another time.
Okay.
Let's just do it another time. What do you think?
Your call. I've got the tickets. Yeah. I'm not stressing over anything.
I'm not either. I'm not stressing at all. It's Carla's feeling sick.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right. Very good. Right?
Oh man, I've been wanting this for so long already.
Your call, pal. Hey, F you, dude. Honest to God, that just felt really bad. I was not expecting that. I was expecting it to be perfectly okay.
It was bad from the text.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be a human being and show some emotion.
Yeah.
They clearly don't have a problem doing that on Rob and Joe.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I look at it. So, I'm sorry.
It's over.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that vibe for quite some time.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. Right?
Pal, I'm not stressing about anything.
I swear
well,
to
good
God,
for
I was
you.
I was 5 seconds away from saying, "Hey, okay, we'll see you
then." Things are gonna work
now out. It just feels weird. It just feels totally weird. It feels just creepy. It feels creepy. It feels like there's an edge there.
You know?
If there's not, there's not. But I don't think your call is like saying, "Hey, I don't care. I don't care one way or the other." Right?
This is the same. And look, maybe he's built that way. But when he said, we gave him all the facts about when he accused us of doing something we didn't do, mm-hmm. and he was speaking out of school, he, in that same manner, said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. There was no there must have been some miscommunication. It's no ownership of, hey, my bad. I've just been crazy busy. This is how easy this could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, you're an a-hole. You have no idea what's going on. My bad. It's been crazy. We're just this is some downtime for us. Apologize for the lack of communication. We're absolutely going. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you Saturday. Send me the details for the restaurant. We'll be there. I'll be on time. Boom.
It wasn't like that.
No.
Not even close to being like that.
It was, I'm doing you a favor.
My instincts were accurate.
Oh, yeah.
My instincts were accurate.
Yeah.
I want to go hang out with somebody. Did we have a good time? Yeah, we did. I laughed that he was bitching about Rob the whole time. He was doing anti-Rob shtick, and I talked about that. That was pretty much it. At the same time with some of the issues, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it's kind of a courtesy type of thing. That's it. I had to make that call. That was completely spontaneous.
Weird.
I did not expect that. I truly didn't. Oh, my God.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.